Hello, Patty.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you affected by Roundup?
Say that again, ma'am.
I'm calling on a recorded line about the Roundup lawsuit. Were you
Okay.
affected by Roundup?
I very well could have been, but
Okay. Has there been anything you've been diagnosed with?
well, my breast cancer has come back, but not my non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear you were diagnosed with both of those. When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
That was in 2000, and then it came back in 2011 and 12, and
Okay.
then I had breast cancer in 2014, and I have just been diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer
Oh, I'm
now.
so sorry to hear that. And did you ever spray Roundup?
I did, because I did gardening work.
Yeah, okay. And have you gotten an attorney to help file a claim?
No.
Are you interested in seeing if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Why not?
Okay. And just to confirm, no one's ever sent you anything electronically to sign on your phone or packet in the mail to send?
No.
Okay, in regards to this lawsuit. And see, and you've had more than one, and have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Yes,
Okay.
one in 2000 and one in 2011 and 12.
Okay. And let's okay. And how and were you diagnosed with a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as well, or just non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I can't tell you what I had.
That's okay. Okay. And okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
That was 20 years ago, so 54, something like that.
Okay. And then 2000, and then it came back in 2011,
Right.
and then 2012.
Yeah, because my diagnosis, I know, was in 2011, and I had gone to Florida and
Okay.
had my treatment,
Okay.
one treatment in 2011, and my next treatments were all in Florida in 2012.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who may have sprayed Roundup and been affected?
No, I don't.
Okay. And how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
Oh, probably 3 years.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Well, yeah, when I, was using it.
Yeah. Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
This is a Apple phone.
a landline? Okay. And are you a resident with the, sorry, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to list several illnesses. Simply just answer yes or no if you've been diagnosed with them
Okay.
or if they apply to you. HIV AIDS.
No.
An autoimmune disease.
No.
Hepatitis C.
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No.
Diabetes mellitus.
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, I had breast cancer.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with breast cancer?
2014.
Okay. 2014. Thank you. Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And have you had an organ transplant before?
No.
And hepatitis B?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr?
No, don't know what it is.
Yeah. And were you ever diagnosed with lupus?
No.
Okay, thank you. And I see your first name here. Is your first name Patty Joe?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I think I called you Patty earlier. Patty Joe.
I've been called all kinds of stuff.
Is there a space between Patty and Joe or no?
No.
Okay.
No, there's not.
So it's just P-A-T-T-I, capital J-O, no space?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And I have your last name spelled B-A-R-T-E-R, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your marital status?
I'm widowed.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
October 22nd, 1947.
I have October 22nd, 1947.
Yes.
And how old are you right now?
77.
77, okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
Do I have to give that out?
Either the full or the last four, whatever you're
comfortable. The last four would be 2383.
So I have 2383?
Yes.
Thank you. And how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I've read about it, you know, online.
Absolutely. Okay. And do you recall when you first became aware, roughly the year, when your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma may have been related to Roundup?
Well, I was doing gardening work, you know, so was around, you know, in 2000. This was my first diagnosis, and then again, it, you know, came back again in 2011.
Okay, so when did you kind of connect the dots that your non-Hodgkin's could have been because of Roundup, or did a doctor connect the dots for you?
No, it never has really.
Okay.
I've seen it I've thought about it, but, you know, I've had a lot of medical issues and I just kind of taken care of what is,
necessary.
You know, present in my life first.
Yeah.
Never have, you know, pursued this.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Did you start becoming more aware when it reoccurred, or was it right when you were diagnosed you started realizing? Just a estimate.
Probably when it reoccurred.
Okay.
You know.
Around 2011.
Because I'd had, you know, 10 years of, you know, gardening off and on, and then it came back again.
Okay. And then what is your height?
5'6".
5'6". And your weight?
Like 197.
Thank you. And then I have your phone number down as 207-350-9060.
Correct.
This is a cell phone.
Yes.
How many times per month or per year would you use Roundup?
Well, because I'm in Maine, so it's, you know, seasonal.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so probably, I don't know, 4 or 5, you know, months off and on as needed.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then when you were using it during the seasonal months, how often did you use Roundup? Was it weekly, monthly?
Probably
weekly. Okay, so then if we just do 4 months times 4 weeks, that's about 16 times a month. Does that sound, 16
that
times
well
a year?
That could be, yeah.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
That I can't tell you.
So the amount of time that you sprayed Roundup, it doesn't have to be consecutively, but were you using Roundup for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Probably.
Okay. When did you first start using Roundup?
Oh.
To the best of your memory. Just the year is fine.
probably 19, you know, 98, 99.
Okay. And when was the last time you you used Roundup?
Oh, golly gee. Probably 2008 or 2009.
Okay. Thank you. And it was applied seasonally. And how would you spray Roundup? Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, tractor?
The hand container.
The hand sprayer, yep. Okay. And did you ever use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And how did you apply, and where did you apply Roundup? I know you mentioned you used it gardening.
Right.
Okay. How big of an area was it, to the best of your estimate?
Oh, gosh. Because I took care of two houses.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how you
okay
find what they had. You know, one yard was larger than the other.
Okay. I'll just put used it while gardening, gardened in two gardens. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
While gardening. Okay. And in what state did you use the product?
Maine.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then you were spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so if you were using it from around 98 to 2009, that's almost like 10 years, how many exposures to Roundup would you say you've had in your lifetime?
Oh, golly.
You know, it's hard to quantify.
Yeah, it is. You know, if we say it was like a 10-year, you know, period, and it would be,
seasonally,
you know, basically seasonal.
So the 4 months out of the year.
Four months out of the year.
For 16 times each year. So if we just do 16 times about 10. That's about around 160 exposure.
Very well could be.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well?
At my house, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And has your well water ever been tested?
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed, to the best of your memory, to benzene?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or the premix?
It was the premix and the white, mm-hmm. you know, container with a pump on it.
Yep. Thank you. And where was the Roundup purchased?
Either at the garden center or, you know, like Lowe's.
Okay. Or a hardware store similar to Lowe's. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, that's, you know, a long time ago now.
Yeah. Do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No, ma'am.
That's okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
I'm retired.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of the treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or surgeries related?
Well, I did, you know, somewhat when I had my treatments,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, you try to work around it.
Okay. Would you like me to press yes or select no?
Put yes.
Okay. Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Take your time. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses besides parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you saw for your the reoccurrence?
Oh, gosh. I can give you the first one.
Perfect.
It was Dr. Robert Carey, Carey, and that was at Mass General in 2000.
Okay. And then did you go to Mass, was that Mass General in Maine?
In Boston.
Oh, Boston. Okay. And where did you go for the reoccurrence? Did you go to Mass General?
I got a diagnosis at Mass General, and I can't tell you the doctor's name.
That's okay.
And then I had my treatment in, it's called Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Okay, Palm Beach Gardens.
And I can't tell you the doctor's name.
That's okay. Your medical records should show Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Was that a hospital or a medical center there?
It was a cancer center.
Okay, cancer center. Okay, Florida Cancer Specialists and Research Institute in Palm Beach Gardens.
I don't know. It was something like Farm Hill Road. I can remember that.
Okay. Farm Hill Road?
It was a medical, cancer facility off something Farm Hill Road.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound like Palm Beach.
Yeah, I see. Because I see the, I see a Cancer Center of South Florida on Kew Gardens Ave. I see the Florida Cancer Specialist on PGA Boulevard.
It's close to, seems old, PGA Boulevard, and then there was a, like the road was some, like I say, Farm Hill, closer to the ocean.
Okay. And give me one second while I look up these addresses. Okay, and so okay, and I know this is a big question, but how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
I called it an eye opener to take better care of myself and enjoy, my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Eye-opener. And do you have any medical records that indicate your diagnosis?
Oh, golly, I very well may, but
okay.
I actually have been going through paperwork and shredding them. So, because, that's 20 years ago.
Well, if you see any, come across any medical records. Definitely keep a hold of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And when were you at the Palm Gardens, the Florida Cancer?
My first chemotherapy in like November of 2011.
Okay.
And then the next was like 3 weeks later, which made it 2012.
Okay.
I had, you know, the
yeah.
Every 3 weeks, the chemotherapy.
Okay. 2012. Okay. And then was it the oncology practice that was treating your cancer? Was the Florida Cancer Specialist?
That sounds like it.
Okay.
And then I came back to Maine, and I had my radiation up here in Maine because it was like 30 miles from my house.
Okay.
So I did my radiation up here.
What was the name of the place where you went for radiation?
I don't know. It's just, it's in the town of Bath, Maine.
Okay.
B-A-T-H.
Bath, Maine, radiation, oncology. Is it, I see there's only one. Is it Maine Health Radiation Therapy on Congress Ave?
Yes, that would have to be it.
Okay.
Because I went there the first time in 2000, and then I did 2011, and then after I had my breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
I had my surgery, my lumpectomy in Florida.
Okay.
And I had came back, and I did my radiation at
okay.
the same facility, so I've been there three times.
Okay.
And this time, with my metastatic breast cancer, I do not have to have radiation.
That's great to hear. Okay, so you don't have to go back there?
No, I'm just
yeah.
kind of taking pills, and I actually have just started my second, I'm going to call it session. I have 3 weeks of pills mm-hmm. and a week off.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up in the hospital with bronchitis. And then on Monday, I started my second, you know, session
yeah.
of the 3 weeks. So,
okay. Absolutely. And what is a good mailing address for you?
I have a post office box mm-hmm. of 127. And it's Southport altogether. Southport, Maine, 04576.
04576?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then the city is Southport, right?
Correct.
Okay. P.O. Box 127, Southport, Maine, 04576.
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name mine, B-A-R-T-E-R, Gary Barter.
Okay. Gary Barter. What is a good contact number for Gary?
207-557-1175.
Okay. Okay. And does the law firm have permission to contact Gary in case they're unable to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then I'm just going to go over the information I have. I just want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over these documents.
Okay.
So I have your first name spelled P-A-T-T-I. No space, capital J-O.
Correct.
And I have your last name spelled B-A-R-T-E-R.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your, let's see, I have your email as pattyjoebarter@gmail.com.
Yes.
And I have your phone number here as 207-350-9060.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your mailing address as a P.O. Box number 127 in Southport, Maine, 04576.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have, let's see, I have that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in the year 2000, as well as a reoccurrence in 2011.
Right.
Okay. And then make a note. Do you recall roughly what month it was in 2011? Was it the beginning, middle, or end of the year?
When I was diagnosed?
Yeah, with the reoccurrence.
Yeah, it was in the, I'm going to say it was like in October.
Okay.
Because I was packed up to go to Florida.
Okay. 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 And then, okay, and I have that you first started spraying Roundup around 1998, and you last stopped in the year 2009?
Roughly, yes.
Okay, so then if we do that math of your start and the end year, that's about 9 years. Earlier, you said you had sprayed around 3. Would you like me to keep the 3 or change it to 9 years? For how many years you sprayed Roundup?
Oh, let's put the 9.
Okay.
Because it was off and on.
Yeah. Okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign?
No.
Okay. I will walk you through it. You're on a iPhone, right?
Correct.
Okay. You're going to get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at MassTort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. That's going to be from me. Give me a second. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to get the documents populated, okay?
All right. Are you still there?
Hi, yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Give me one.
That's all right.
Hello, Patty Joe.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience. So you're going to see a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at MassTort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let's see, it might be easier if you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
I'm on speaker now.
Oh, perfect. Okay. 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 And then do you have access to your My Chart?
I do, but I don't. I signed up, but I don't use it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Do you recall your username and password?
No, I think I've got a Face ID thing.
Oh, okay. It's a Face ID. Do you know the medical facility portal name?
Maine Health.
Maine Health, okay.
My cancer center is New England, you know, Cancer Center.
Okay. New England Cancer Center. Okay. So then I'll walk you through that page then when we get there. So I just sent over the text. Let me know when you see it come through. You'll click on it to open it up.
Okay. Wait just a second here. Okay, and I've opened it, yeah.
Okay, and then do you see a blue underline link there?
Yeah.
Go ahead and press that link.
Okay.
And then a pop-up might come up that says, do you agree to receive SMS messages? Press yes.
Yes.
And then do you see a it should load the DocuSign. Do you see a continue or a next button to press?
Yeah.
Go ahead and press that. And then you should see a little square to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay. And then hit continue.
Yep.
Okay. All kinds of stuff.
Okay. Now, do you see a start button?
At the top of it, it says yep. Next.
Okay. So do you see a field that says signature required? Do you see a, maybe try pressing the next button. It should take you straight to that signature field.
Yes. Okay. It does.
Okay. And then where it says client signature, you're
yeah.
going to tap that little square that says sign with an arrow pointing down.
Okay.
And then you can either press select style and it will input a signature for you, or you can draw your signature with your finger, whichever you prefer.
Okay. My full name.
Yep, your signature, yeah, full name. If you press select style, it will input one for you. Do you see that select style option at the top of the box?
Oh, what? I'm writing my name and it's...
Oh. Yep, that's fine.
It doesn't, I don't get it all in there.
Let's see.
Patty Joe, B-A-I-T.
Okay, do you see the
clear button?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you press clear at the top of that box, do you see select style?
Yes.
Press select style. It'll make your whole name fit in there.
Okay. I see that. Yeah.
Perfect. And then press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then it'll take you to another signature field. Do you see that
okay.
field?
Right.
And you'll just tap it.
All right.
And then it'll take you to, I believe, an initial field. So you'll tap that field where it's asking for initials or it's another signature.
And then one at the bottom.
Uh-huh. And then it'll just keep taking you to the fields that you need to sign.
Okay, and then I get down to consent.
Yes, okay, so this is the form where it's asking about your online medical portal.
Okay.
So you have access to your online medical portal, but you do not know your username and password, right?
Correct.
So then you're just going to want to press that no toggle. You're going to press that no little circle.
Yeah.
And then there's a signature field there.
Down at the bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've done that.
Okay, and then do you see a finish button?
At the top, yeah.
Yep, go ahead and press the finish button. And then if you missed anywhere, it'll take you back. Oh, perfect, it says completed. So you can exit out of that. You're all done signing. You'll get another email with the completed documents for your records that you can just save in your email.
Excuse me. So I hit the continue button at the bottom.
Okay, that's fine. You don't need to continue on. That's just for DocuSign.
Okay.
So you're all done with DocuSign. You can just exit out of the DocuSign because it's going to prompt you to create an account with DocuSign, but you don't necessarily need that.
How do I exit out?
Do you just see like, let's see, you can just go to your home screen, just slide, like take your finger and slide
okay.
out of it.
All yep. right, fine.
Perfect. And then, so before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next.
Okay.
While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. I will also be giving you a call within the next couple hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to the law firm and introduce you to them directly. The law firm themselves, they may also go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms so that they can collect medical records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible, just to keep everything moving smoothly. And since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from the law firm within the next 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly just to follow up. I'm going to send you a text.
So I say, how do I do that? But you
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send you a text right as soon as I get off the phone with you with the name of the law firm and their client call-in number. But I will probably, once it passes quality assurance, I'll be calling later today to transfer you over to them.
Okay.
But that's just if you don't hear from me or the law firm within the next 2 days, then you'll want to reach out to them yourself. But I will definitely be following back up with you. And can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with the law firm as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Patty Jo, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm sorry you went through all of this because of Roundup. And I will speak to you shortly, okay?
Okay. I'm going to ask a question, and I think I know the answer, but there's no correlation that anyone has done with Roundup and breast cancer, is there?
I have not heard. I don't believe so.
Only because, like, I had the breast cancer 2014, and, you know, and when I went to my oncologist, in the back of my mind, I've always thought that my lymphoma would come back, because I know once that the lymphoma is in you, you know, it may be dormant and it may not ever surface again, but I had this inkling that it was going to surface. And so when I was diagnosed with breast cancer now, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is like 22 years ago, and then, you know, 10 years, my breast cancer is also 10 years ago. So, I mean, it just seems peculiar, but it is what it is. But I thought I would, you know, throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a great question to ask. When you do, when you speak to the law firm and they do case verification, it's also a great question to bring back up, because they may know if there is something that they have been able to attach to breast cancer in terms of herbicides. And I mean, any medical records just strengthen your claim.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they are going to want to ask questions about your breast cancer.
Good.
Yeah. I'm
not even going to nap this afternoon. I think I'm going to turn on some basketball.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, March Madness.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy your afternoon. I will be reaching out in a couple hours, all right?
Okay, I'll be right here.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yeah.